after the United States and the world had been maneuvered into two great wars and had since begun the process of diluting and relinquishing many aspects of national sovereignty in the name of peace, it became apparent that people were reluctant to surrender liberty and empower government in the absence of a threat to that peace. The globalist elements in our leadership sought sources of intimidation other than war to capture public imagination and continue the climate of dependence on government intervention so carefully cultivated in the first half of the 20th century. In 1966, an interesting publication appeared titled The Report from Iron Mountain. It is a detailed study for planned crisis in a world where major war is a thing of the past. Some other peril must be fabricated to instill the fear necessary for continued growth of government in a world without war. Some have speculated that it is a leaked government study from the Hudson Institute, commissioned by Robert McNamara's Defense Department. Others claim it to be an elaborate hoax by giddy anti-war academics. Regardless of its origins, it seems apparent that its basic tenets have been adopted as policy by establishment operatives. In the words of the report, quote, substitutes for the functions of war, alternate enemies, end quote, such as, quote, massive global environmental pollution, end quote, must be concocted to justify the ever-expanding role of government. Like any organism, government seeks to feed and to grow, and the time-tested means to ensure this is to instill fear. Massive global destruction is a useful vehicle for that purpose.